Good evening, Zimbabwe. It's 17 hours, 20 UTC, 7:20 p.m. in Zimbabwe, on Sunday, May the 10th, 2015. You're listening to Studio 7 live from the Voice of America in Washington. Thank you for joining us this Sunday evening, live from Washington, I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. Amongst our top stories this evening, Operation of Hope, a US-based charity, is back in the country for their 15th cleft lip surgical mission to Harare at Harare Central Hospital, which started today.
Our youngest patient in Zimbabwe has been 1 month, and our oldest patient was 47. And our goal is to train a local surgeon in the country so that one day they can actually do this surgery.
Shamarie Mwanasikana, a girls' rights organization, says it has embarked on an awareness campaign to educate school-going children on their rights.
This program is done by children for the children. And then we are doing it with 300 schools in Zimbabwe, that is in Mashonaland East and also in Greater Harare.
And we hear from some of our listeners as they celebrate Mother's Day, which was commemorated today. And as usual, we have the Youth Forum from Tatenda Gumbo. Operation of Hope, a US-based charity, is back in the country for their 15th cleft lip surgical mission to Harare at Harare Central Hospital, which started today. Operation of Hope is a volunteer surgical team which restores the smiles of children who are affected by facial deformities such as cleft lip and palate for free. The program will run throughout the week and comes at a time when the country is facing huge challenges in the health sector. We caught up with Jennifer Trudenbach of Operation of Hope to hear more on her program.
Our youngest patient in Zimbabwe has been 1 month, and our oldest patient was 47. So once we started in Zimbabwe, our team, we really believe in being committed to where we go. We're more apt to go to a country that has a need. And our goal is to train a local surgeon in the country so that one day they can actually do this surgery. And this year we have a medical student from Zimbabwe who will be joining us also as part of our training program. And we're really, really excited about that. So we're very connected to Zimbabwe. We love the people. We love the country.
We've seen that Zimbabwe has been going through a lot of challenges and the health system is not really top-notch. How are you assured that at the time when you do go to Zimbabwe, you'll be able to conduct these surgeries professionally?
Well, that's a great question, but I think, and we do this with every country, is we try not to be a burden to whatever country we go to. We're a guest in that country, in that hospital. So part of what we do is we bring over every single thing we need, every tube, every drug. Really, we ask the hospital for saline solution because it's very heavy and, of course, it's liquid and you don't want to carry that on a plane. But we hand carry enough materials, equipment, and supplies to take care of 75 to 80 kids. So we don't arrive thinking, oh, I hope we get this or we hope we can find that. We really come with everything to be as self-sufficient as we can be, which assures us that, you know, we can carry out these operations. So I really have we pride ourselves in actually recruiting some of the finest medical people that, you know, are really used to some challenging or, you know, situations where they have to kind of think on their feet. And we also pride ourselves that our safety level is as high as, you know, what we would expect from our own child. That's how we measure everything. What if this was our baby? Would we do anything differently than what we would do in our home hospitals? And clearly that answer would be no. So we've had a great success in doing the work over the years in Zimbabwe. We've probably performed easily, I'm guessing off the top of my head, at least 1,500 surgeries so far. And we hope to continue until we can really get somebody trained, you know, to do the work on solid ground.
And do you get the support that you need from the health ministry or the other local ministries that do work with people that are coming from outside the country, looking at the relationship that exists between the United States and Zimbabwe?
You know, it's never come in our way on a personal level. Any meeting I've ever been in, you know, I try to reiterate it's about the babies, and the babies that we help will be, or the babies that are helped are the future of Zimbabwe for tomorrow. We really believe in that wherever we go. I've never, ever been, you know, told not to come or uninvited. I always get through with my supplies. We've never had anyone, you know, stop us, if that's the right word. I think we get a tremendous amount of press and help from the press in Zimbabwe of just people who really see what we're doing, appreciate what we're doing. And we try not to be too political at all because, you know, in the end, it's about the baby. It's always about the baby. So that's kind of our mantra, so to speak. And people really, I think, respect that. So we've just had a great respect given to us. And we've never had, you know, a negative thing happen where, you know, we weren't invited back or, you know, asked to not come. So that is that's a real positive thing for us.
That was Jennifer Trudenberg of Operation of Hope. Shamwari Mwanasikana, a girls' rights organization, has embarked on an awareness program to educate school-going children on their rights. Founder Ekenia Chifamba tells us more.
We have partnered with the World Children's Prize Foundation, which is in Sweden. The World Children's Prize Foundation supports children's rights, both boys and girls. So this particular program, they have stages that they follow. They've got a world jury that has boys and girls who are between the ages of 10 to 18, whom themselves have got their rights being violated in one way or the other. And these jury members now then sit down to discuss issues that affect other children all over the world. They then come up with names of people all over the world that they feel are championing children's rights. So at the end of the day, they've got three people that they choose. They have a press conference to announce that this year we are voting for these three people and reasons why we are voting for them. We then have distribution of magazines which have information about these candidates and also children's rights in particular. When we distribute these magazines, it's followed by workshops that are done with teachers and headmasters, also training child rights ambassadors. This year, they have a specific focus on girls' rights, sex trade, and also the banishment of corporal punishment.
How many children are you targeting and in which provinces?
This program is done by children for the children. And then we are doing it with 300 schools in Zimbabwe, that is in Mashonaland East and also in Greater Harare.
Has the project already started or what are the modalities?
We have already started the project because we actually launched it last year in December. So we will be getting into schools starting end of April to distribute these magazines and other materials that the boys and the girls need to have to learn more about their rights.
That was Ekenia Chifamba, founder of Shamwari Mwanasikana in Harare. This is Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. We're going out to you on the 4930, 4940, and 15455 shortwave frequencies, and on the 909 medium wave or AM frequency. And we turn to our listeners as they wish their mothers a happy Mother's Day. Mother's Day was commemorated today in Zimbabwe, and Zimbabweans joined America in commemorating this day.
My name is Mr. Sonesho. I am in Mutare, Zimbabwe. Yeah, I want to pass my greetings to my wife, Marceline Pouai. You can say, Happy Mother's Day. Yeah, I can first of all say my goodness to my mother. Mbuya Chakoneza Nyakutumbura. Happy Mother's Day. I want to say to my mother, Mbuya Chakoneza Ndura Gombo, Happy Mother's Day.
I am Shona Gombo, and I would like to say Happy Mother's Day to my wife, Lois Mapa, the mother of my children, Pamela, Phyllis, and Peace. Thank you.
My name is Vilagas. I'm in Itogoza. Happy Mother's Day. You all well?
My name is Lesho Mberedwa. Yeah, I come from Zimbabwe. I'm staying in Joburg, in South Africa, in Joburg. I come from Zimbabwe. I wish to say happy day, my Mother's Day. I love her. I wish her many more years to come. She's in Zimbabwe. She stays in Masingo. Her name is Karuga Msadaizwa.
We're broadcasting on the 909 medium wave and on the 4930, 12080 and 15775 shortwave frequencies. And now we go to Tatenda Gumbo with the Youth Forum.
You are now listening to the Youth Forum, your forum focusing on your issues. Today, I'm gladly joined by Mishek Gondo, who is the director of the National Association of Youth Organization. Mishek, thank you so much for joining me on the Youth Forum as usual.
Thank you very much, Tatenda, for having me on this forum.
And next week, we'll be marking the Global Day of Citizen Action, and your organization is one that will be participating in this. Can you let us know what this day exactly means and what, as an organization, you'll be doing?
Thank you very much for the opportunity to explain the Global Day of Citizen Action. The National Association of Youth Organization, in collaboration with Civic as well, the Assembly, the association is a member of Civic as well, commemorating this very important day, which is commemorated in the world to realize two key important things. One of the fundamental things is the importance of civic space. And the other thing is freedom to speak out, to organize, and take action.
There are some challenges alluding to some of those rights that we are seeing in Zimbabwe. Can you talk about that and how, as an organization, you've been working to make sure that that freedom and those rights are maintained in Zimbabwe?
I think one of the important things that has happened in our history is the document that we now have in a country, which is the National Constitution, which is a basic document which provides for those rights. And it is very important to have that document, which is the National Constitution, Tatenda. But you find out that a lot needs to be desired in our country. There is a good document, but the issue of implementation of that document. So as part of this day, what we are saying is that we are reaching out to the community, we are reaching out to the young people, to make sure, first of the things, is we are going to disseminate the Constitution of Zimbabwe so that the citizens will be knowing what is enshrined in that Constitution. And we are also offering some information through some dialogues, through what we are called small rallies that we are going to hold in community where our member organizations and youth advocates are. But the main focus is to make sure that there is the right to protect our freedom, the right to speak out, the right to organize, and the right to take action.
And organizations like yourself, among others, have, as you're saying, been going to community level to talk about the Constitution. But what remains the same is the issue of implementation. On community level, are people saying that they are fed up?
I think one of our motto in this day, Global Day of Citizen Action, is be the change. What we are saying is we understand that, especially in Zimbabwe, people are fed up because there's no political will. The political will is one thing that is lacking. But it is the right also of the citizens to demand their rights, but through peaceful means. That's one of the issues. But first of all, before the citizens demand for their rights, they need adequate information so that when they are demanding the rights, they know what they are demanding. That is one of the critical things that we are trying to reach out to say, yes, we must not say that this is our country. We need also to take contemporary examples of nations that have actually advocated for their rights and they manage, the people, the citizens manage to find those rights. So we are like in a road where we are moving. We will not get tired, boys. Zimbabwe is ours, and we need to keep on participating. We need to keep on taking action to make sure that we change how we live. Not we change the regime, but we change our system of living. Because our concentration, mind you, agenda must not be focused on changing of regime. We are not political parties. We are saying we want to change the system in which Zimbabwe operates. In case even anyone comes to rule, they respect these rights and the people will be developed and will be able to participate freely in the matters that matter in their lives.
And for this year, you said that in marking the Global Day of Citizen Action, there'll be some programming going on, but then also a push on social media. Can you tell me more about what your organization will be planning to do next week?
We have got several events, as I alluded to. We are going to reach out to communities through our community-based member organizations where they are going to organize in their community. And for the National Association, we are going to issue materials. Apart from that, we are on also social media, starting from next week, visit our website or Civica's World Assembly website, where we are using the hashtag #BeTheChange. We are going to make sure that those which we are not going to reach out to, they are going also to participate through social media, through Twitter, and we are going to share information and interact.
Ms. Sheikh, I do want to thank you and hope that this Global Day of Citizen Action will be fruitful for you and your organization and all those that participate.
Thank you very much, Katenda.
That was Mishik Gondo, director of the National Association of Youth Organizations, joining me today on the Youth Forum. Wishing all the mothers out there a happy Mother's Day. This is Tatenda Gumbo, and make sure you join me next week.
This is Studio 74 Zimbabwe, coming to you from the Voice of America in Washington.
Tell me everything, everything you've given me. I always keep it inside. You're the driving force in my life. Yeah. There isn't anything or anyone that I could be, and it just wouldn't feel right. Never didn't have you by my side. You're there for me to love and care for me when skies were gray. Whenever I was down, you were always there to comfort me. And no one else can be what you have been to me. You will always be, you will always be the girl in my life for all time. Mama, mama, for me, have always been around for me, even when I was bad. You've shown me right from my wrongs. Yes, you did. And you took up for me when everyone was down on me. You always did understand. You gave me strength to go on.
There were so many times looking back when I was so afraid.
Now to recap on today's top stories. Operation of Hope, a U.S.-based charity, is back in the country for their 15th cleft lip surgical mission to Harare at Harare Central Hospital, which started today. Operation of Hope is a volunteer surgical team which restores the smiles of children who are affected by facial deformities such as cleft lip and palate for free. And Zimbabwe joined America in celebrating Mother's Day today. That's the news in English from Studio 7 this Sunday evening, May the 10th, 2015. Stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele. This is Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye in Washington, wishing you a pleasant evening, a very good night, and a great week ahead. And to all our mothers out there, Happy Mother's Day.